basically our contention was, you know, lo yasser shevet mihuda mechokek miben raglav is a product of libo, you know, who lev kol kahal, and the responsibility that Yehuda takes for Binyamin is really a product of his expanded sensitivity to what Yaakov was going through, and that's what the Rambam is talking about here. You know, al saras libo hikbid akasov, because, you know, not just because he have a great impact on society, the latov or the ra, it's not an accident to the seven people that are listed in the Mishnah in Perek HaChelek, that elehem lechelek olam haba, it's shlosha malachim va'arba hadyotos. That's obviously a disproportionate number of kings relative to the total number of human beings in society, right? So how could it be that three out of seven? But that's in terms of the impact or the consequence side. But we're talking about it sort of like on the fundamental level. A person, you know, to be a melech, he has to be osik b'tzorchei tzibur in a very meaningful way, not just to go through the motions, but he has to really feel those needs. That's the inimitable expression of David HaMelech in the beginning of Masech Brachos, Yadai Meluchlachos B'dam Shlo V'Shelya. So just to round out the discussion, and we really see this in terms of, you know, Anuchi Arvenu and Ki Avdecha Raves Hanar, and the willingness to engage in total self-sacrifice. Yeshiv Na'avdecha Tachas Hanar Eved Ladoni Ki Eicha Lel Aviv Hanar Elianu Iti Penarev Aras Shreim Tzayas Avi, with a sense of total, commitment. And the idea that, you know, it would be just incredibly painful for the father, and that's the expanded lev, as I like to call it, of Yehuda. So the Rambam finishes off here in terms of our discussion. Kederech shechalak lo hakasav hakavod hagadol v'chayev hakol bichvodo kach, right, the kishem and kach, or kederech and kach here, right, it's two sides of the same coin. Sivo lios libo, look at that diuk, libo bekirbo shafa v'chalal shenemar v'libi chalal bekirbi, David HaMelech, it's like it's inescapable that the Rambam is making lev the center of everything when it comes to the melech. That's what the Torah says. That all of his comings and goings should be on their behalf, right? Not for his own sake, but, you know, as really an eved la'avdei Hashem. That's the way Rabbi Chaim Volozhin used to sign his Torah communications. I think a personal communications also. Eved la'avdei Hashem b'Volozhin. He's an eved. V'yachus al kvod katan shebektanim, the Rambam says. You should have, right, no matter how mundane, how humble a person's station is, it makes no difference in terms of how he treats a person. That's amazing for any person, but especially for a melech, obviously. There you go. Remember, so the Rambam thinks in Hilchos Deos that anivus is one of those character traits that's good in extreme. But the king has to go to a further extreme, right? Anova yisera. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe. Anav mod, we call Adam Asher al pnei Adama. V'yisbal tarcham u'masam u'tzlunasam v'kitzpam kasher yisa ha'omein es hayonek. Roa kiroa kasov. He's a shepherd. He's hopefully a good shepherd. L'ros b'yakov amo. V'darko sh'roa mefurash b'kabala kiroa adro yira b'yizro'o yikabet tla'im. This beautiful imagery of b'yizro'o yikabet tla'im. In his own arms, he gathers the sheep towards him. So basically, you know, this is what I would say a classical expression of the Torah's notion of leadership, right? The Torah's notion of leadership is really tied in to that exceptional line in the Gemara at the end of Masech the Megillah. It also becomes part of the liturgy on Motzei Shabbos. B'makom shata motzei gdulaso shama ta motzei advesanuso. The essence is that the more a person has been granted in terms of station in life, and the more a person has been granted in terms of kavod, right, that's what the Rambam is saying here, kederech shechalak lo akasav kavod hagadol. So the more of that there is, the greater the need for anivas. And what we talk about in terms of anivas, we don't mean the person thinks that they're ineffective. That's like a misconstrual of anivas. It means that a person has to believe that there's nothing beneath them. There's nothing beneath them. Right, there's nothing, right? V'yachos al kvod katan shebiktanim. Nobody is beneath a person. Just to give a mashal from somebody, you know, the havdil in terms of our perspective, but just somebody who has a melech-like status, the current pope, right? So he made his name No, really, in the context of v'yachos al kvod katan shebiktanim. Some people remember this is very meaningful, just in terms of, you know, as a point of comparison and contrast to the Rambam, when he first came into his office, so to speak, it was a very big deal. He washed the feet of prisoners to show that this was his approach. That's a very important thing. Kvod katan shebiktanim. Last week he got into a lot of trouble. I don't know if people saw this. He was some regular woman sort of grabbed onto him as he was walking by and he sort of smacked her. Right? So it wasn't just, you know, that would be a bad thing for any pope to do, but it was sort of, you know, lishitaso, a very, very serious problem. So, you know, lahavdil, but analogously, right? So that's what the Rambam is talking about here. V'yachos al kvod katan shebiktanim. So I just wanted to tie this into one final Rambam. You can't think about this Rambam when kach tzivo lios libo bekirbo shafel v'chalal shenemar v'libi chalal bekirbo. So probably the most important dialogue we have in Tanakh about Malchus and what it really means is actually between David and Michal, right? And that critical scene that becomes the basis of the Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Lulav, that last halacha in Hilchos Lulav, where the Rambam is talking about what we call Simchas HaMitzvah, Simcha sheyismach ha'adam be'asiyas ha'mitzvah uve'avas hakel shetzivo bahen avoda gedolahi. It's a very important Rambam. It's sort of discussing the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but a much broader religious point. And the Rambam, right, then sort of pivots in that discussion to a broader discussion of the conversation between David and Michal about what does it mean to really be a great person. And Michal was like mortified at this idea that David could have this approach of Vilibi Chalal Bekirbi. And, you know, she is mocking in the most, sort of like in the most offensive terms possible, that, in terms of what David was doing, manichbad hayom melech Yisrael, that basically David is denigrating the institution of Malchus because he's dancing with the commoners. And of course, David's response, it isn't only, you know, that he considers it as a chus to dance with members of the Jewish people because he doesn't, you know, the vilti rum levavo me'achav, right? That's like the basic level response. But he says, but that was exactly the problem with your father. Hashem asher bachar bi mikol beis avich. And the idea is that, you know, Shaul's the imagery of mishechvo v'amala gavoa mikol am. So, you know, outwardly, that seems like a very important thing for the melech. But remember, what does Shmuel, you know, get told when he goes to appoint Eliav and he says, Ach neged Hashem mishichau? And the response is, Al tabed al marehu v'al gvoa kamaso kimiastihu. You look superficially. Ki adam yireh leinayim v'Hashem yireh lilevav, right? That the whole point is that Hashem looks to the lev. Now, that makes sense in terms of everything that we're saying. Levilti rum livavo me'achav. Al hasaras libo hikbid hakasav, right? Velo yasur levavo. So the lave of the king is essentially everything. And he has to have a capacious heart to encompass the needs of everybody. The katan shebiktanim, that's the important thing when it comes to the melech. And that's what Yehuda's great achievement was. He went from being a really callous, transactional person, ma betza kina roges achino, thinking about personal gain. Somebody who effectively, you know, really sensed his father's pain in a very meaningful way. Okay, everybody have a good day.